on Radio Row at Super Bowl 58 with a three-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Schlereth, who won one with the Redskins and two with the Denver Broncos, and here we are. Mark's here for the Low T Center. Have you had your levels checked lately?
Every week I get my levels checked. Now, I tell you, I always joke around. I think as guys, like, if it wasn't for my wife, I'd probably be dead. But I really discovered that I had AFib a few years ago because of my weekly visits at Low T Center. You know, I always had a heart rate of, you know, low 60s, and one day I came in and my heart rate was 99. And I'm like, that's odd. And so they say, hey, you better kind of make an appointment with your doctor. And so I saw my cardiologist, and sure enough, I had AFib, which, you know, you're six times more likely to have a stroke with AFib. And so, anyhow, I get on medicine, and then I eventually had a couple procedures, and I had a heart surgery. I had an ablation. But, you know, it's one of those situations where you start to realize how important, you know, because as a guy, you're just like, hey, man, I'm fine. You know, it's whatever it is. I'm just a little tired or whatever. And so I'm very thankful for my relationship with Low T Center and the fact I go in weekly and have, you know, things checked out. And then I give blood every 3 months or so. So I just have all my numbers and kind of know where my health is.
Mark Schlereth is with us here on Radio Row at Super Bowl 58. So you are not unbiased when you look at this game, are you? You have known two key members of the 49ers you've known for a very long time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, more than that. I mean, I played with their offensive coordinator and Anthony Lynn, Bobby Turner, their running back coach, was on the staff that I played on with the Broncos. I've known Christian McCaffrey since he was 2. I know Kyle since he was 12 or 13. I'm a Niner fan, man. I'm nervous. I'm really nervous because, you know, those guys are my buddies. And like I said, I've got an affinity for the way that the style with which they play. And you know, the other thing for me is it pisses me off that Mike Shanahan is not in the Hall of Fame, because he should be. And you look at all the teams that base the base root of their offense is what Mike Shanahan installed with us in back-to-back world championship games. And so, I mean, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's, you know, the LA Rams, San Francisco, what Shane Waldron did in Seattle last year, and now he's moved on, on and on it goes. And there's so many teams that run part of that West Coast offense. And, you know, ultimately, it's funny, as I travel around week to week, talking to teams, how many teams pick my brain? How many teams have asked me to consult based on the running game, based on what Mike Shanahan installed all those years ago? So the effect that he has had, his tree, is tremendous. Bobby Slowick in Houston, you know, I mean, we could go on and on and on. And it all started with Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, it did. So eventually he'll get in, don't you think? It'd be a veterans committee.
Yeah,
thing,
but
right?
I'd like him in, like,
now.
A long time ago, I think he should have been in.
Mark Schlereth, let's talk then. When you talk about the game, I'm assuming you're picking the Niners. Tell me why, and why the Chiefs might win this game.
Why? Because of my affiliation with the Shanahans. I'm not real confident on this pick. I will tell you, the last 2 weeks, I thought the Chiefs have played as well as they played collectively as a team all season long. And the last 2 weeks, collectively, I think the Niners have played as poorly as they have all season long. They have not been very good. Defensive line-wise, I think they've been embarrassed the last 2 weeks. And that has been a strength of their football team. And I don't think they've played very well. Offensively, I think they've gotten away from what they do exceptionally well. And what they do exceptionally well is run the ball and create play action off that run. And they have been away from that. They have become more of a spread drop back team the last couple of weeks. And it's not what they do well. And so, I mean, there's part of me that feels like, looking back, having this week to prepare, looking at what they've done, they've got to get back to doing what they do. And, you know, I've always believed in leaning into your strengths and try to mitigate your weaknesses. And I think the Niners have played in game plans the last couple of weeks, and part of it is because they haven't possessed the ball like they normally possess the ball, where they have leaned on their weaknesses. And that's a recipe for disaster. If I'm going to get my ass kicked, I'm getting my ass kicked doing what I do best. And you know what? And
you live with that, right?
Yeah, and if you beat me, so be it. That's the way it goes. But that's been an issue, and I hope they rectify that, and I believe they will.
If the Chiefs win and Mahomes gets his third in 5 years, where does that put him in the pantheon all-time NFL quarterbacks?
Oh, it puts him right up there with the legends. You know, puts him right up there when you start talking about the Montanas and the Bradshaws and the Aikmans and, you know, and all those guys, the Bradys, and, you know, it puts him right there with those guys. He's incredible. The guy is an absolute incredible competitor. He's a great quarterback. I think the thing that blows people away is his ability to beat you from the pocket, to eviscerate you from the pocket, to operate that way, but also to have that extreme ability to get you off schedule, because he's remarkable. You know, everybody thinks about him because of his ability to scramble around and make unbelievable plays, but where he's exceptional is, you know, from the pocket. The guy is incredible.
You'd work for Fox, of course, on Sunday, and you're one of the analysts. We're a Texas radio station, so I guess got to ask you about the Cowboys. A month ago, they got absolutely embarrassed by the Green Bay Packers. Is there a systemic problem with the Cowboys? What's wrong with the Cowboys, in your opinion?
Well, you know, like I said in September on the Sink of Truth podcast, I said, listen, the Cowboys are going to probably win their division. They're going to win a lot of games, and then they're going to take a dump in their helmets when the playoffs roll around. And, you know, I was correct again. You asked about systemic problems. I always say there's a big difference between appointing a coach and empowering a coach. And when the hierarchy of your organization, to me, is not correct, that's a tough thing. Like, when there's a trade for a backup quarterback who's a former first rounder that nobody knows you're trading for until he shows up in the locker room and your head coach doesn't know, that's a problem. Because ultimately, when your head coach says something, you know that he really can't fire you. He's really not empowered. At least that's how my perception is. And if it's my perception, then I'm sure it's the perception within that locker room as well. And they're a good team. They got a lot of really talented players, a lot of really good players. But winning in this league is not just about having really good players. Everybody has really good players. It's about being tied together and having that kind of perspective of it's amazing kind of what you can do when nobody cares who gets the credit. And great teams have that. And, you know, the Cowboys just haven't been a great team when it comes to that stuff.
You won Super Bowls for Joe Gibbs and Mike Shanahan. And I guess what you're saying is everybody knew that Gibbs and Shanahan, that they, when it came to football, they were the final authority, right?
Let me just say, yes, I always say there's two types of fear. There's the biblical reference of fear, where you hear the fear of the Lord, and that type of fear means awesome reverence and respect. And I believe that you have to have awesome reverence and respect for the guy that's calling the shots. The second is just straight up fear. And you know, whether it was Joe Gibbs or whether it was Mike Shanahan, I was afraid of letting those guys down. I also afraid that if I didn't play well, there was no question that I'd get fired. And they would let you know that you'll get fired. And Mike Shanahan would literally fire you and on the same sentence invite you over to his house for pizza that night. And, like, this is just the business of it. Like, this is how it operates. You don't play well, you're going to get fired. That's just it. And so there is that aspect that I believe has to be present for your organization to be worth a crap.
Last but not least, with Mark Schlereth, we're in Vegas for the first time. I grew up in a world where it was considered taboo to even think about coming here to Vegas as a player, and they were always worried about the integrity of the game. and the association with gamblers. As a player, do you believe that was a misguided worry, or was it always that, and is it still a fear that being associated with gambling might impact the integrity of the game?
Yeah, I think there was always the fear, and obviously it's become regulated state to state, and now it's much easier to monitor, you know, and you've seen half a dozen guys get in trouble for gambling because it's right on your phone, you know, and they know where you are when you place your bets and all that kind of stuff. That wasn't the, you know, there was a seedy underbelly to the gambling industry years and years ago, which I think that's eased a little bit, and I think it's much easier to monitor that stuff. So I don't think it's the same as it was. And the NFL figured out how to profit on it as well. So, you know, you could sit there and say, well, it's hypocrisy, and you can say whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me. I think it's pretty standard. Don't bet on the NFL. And don't bet in the facility, on the team bus, in the team hotel, or on the team plane. If you get caught gambling, it's like you get caught for smoking weed. You failed an idiot test. It doesn't bother me.
If you were going to try to fix a football game, who would you have to get? Seemed like football would be a hard game to fix to me.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you're a quarterback and you completely threw it to the other team three times, that would be one thing. But
yeah. Wouldn't that be a little obvious, though?
Yeah, I just don't. The integrity of the game is so important, and the game is so hard, and you know you're on film, and you know what goes on. There's such a competitive nature to these players, and I just know what it's like to be a player and the commitment you have to your team. It's just hard for me to fathom that could happen. So, yeah, I'm sure it could, but I just don't see that.
So it's okay to be here in Vegas, you think?
It's okay for me. Is it okay for you?
It is. It's fun.
Yeah. All right, good. We solved it.
Mark Schlereth on Radio Row at Super Bowl 58. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You got it.